Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mix.
No.
You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's going on, Ted?
Steve, we're back.
We are back. It's like we never left, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, we put out an episode last week.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, Ted, sometimes it's hard to get in the studio, so I pulled the president of All Elite Wrestling. He works for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He runs Fulham, the football club. He now just purchased Ring of Honor Wrestling. He's not very busy, and that's Tony Khan. And he stepped in, but you know, he can only give me... It's hard talking to him. I can only do 10 minutes with him after I got bored.
You got stuff to do.
Yeah, I was like, Tony... You know Ted Smith. You got nothing motivational to say. You don't want to talk about other sports other than the teams that you own. You just want to talk about wrestling, and that's stupid. It's cool to have him, dude. It's funny though. I do have a clip from Tony Khan that's getting a lot of press of conversation. I don't know if you noticed it. Someone shared the video. There's this running joke that people are convinced that Tony Khan is hooked on coke.
Okay.
I don't think he is. Granted, I don't know him, but from the interviews I've done with him, like last week's interview, I had him on. I recorded that interview at 7 in the morning. So so
it's 10 a.m. East Coast.
If he's on the East Coast, even. Like, he might have been in Vegas at that time because they had their big pay-per-view. They were doing everything in Vegas. So what's Vegas? An hour ahead? 2 hours ahead?
Or is it West Coast time?
Yeah, what time is Vegas right now? I
think Vegas might actually sneak into our time zone.
Did it change? I think at one point it didn't, but you're probably right. Let's see, what
time is it in Las Vegas?
Vegas, right now, baby. It is 11:49. It's the same time.
Same time. That's what I'm saying. I think they're in the West Coast.
Yeah, so it was probably 7 in the morning when he did this, and he's full of energy. I mean, not to say that like somebody that like likes a little booger sugar doesn't also get up in the morning, but you know what I mean? I can't imagine a guy running all those businesses is hopped up on coke. But people are convinced that he is. And recently, he did a post-press conference with CM Punk after the Double or Nothing pay-per-view where CM Punk won the title. On this tangent, I think he's just an excitable person that runs high, kind of like BJ Shea.
All right.
But I'd love to see what you think. If you find yourself this video, if you somewhere out there and you find the full video, it's about 6 minutes or 5 minutes in. He goes on this tangent. It's fun to watch him. More fun to watch CM Punk because CM Punk's eyes are bugging at times. Like, dude, slow down, relax. Like you could just see like in his face. Like it's a cool moment because Tony Khan's going to. He's basically speaking up in defense of CM Punk.
All right,
and which I think at the end of the day, don't you want your boss to like be your biggest advocate?
Yeah, 100%.
Right. So somebody asked, I guess Eric Bischoff, the old wrestling personality that used to be with
his name.
Yeah, WCW. Yeah. He does a podcast. At some point, he said that CM Punk has been a financial flop for AEW. He's not as big of a deal as they thought he was going to be. So on and so forth. One of the reporters said that, and dude, the minute he brought it up, CM Punk didn't even have a chance to say anything. All of a sudden, Tony Khan went into full aggro mode, and it's awesome. I have the audio, a clip of it for you to hear.
He said that you were the biggest financial flop in wrestling.
That's f***ing bullshit.
First of all, he's running the company. He just dropped the F and the S bomb immediately.
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, I got goosebumps. I'm like, I want a boss like that. Wait, we do have a boss like that. Ryan Castle's got a foul mouth.
Yeah, he tends to curse.
Here he is. I edited it down, but I mean, it's basically like a 2 minute long thing I put down to about 40 seconds.
No one wrestler has ever come in and made a bigger plus delta financial difference in the history.
What is plus
delta? I don't know. I was just thinking too. It's like, I know some financial terms. I do not know that one.
I think he said the F and the S bomb. He's like, crap, people don't think I'm professional. Let me use a term that nobody knows what it means.
Unless you run $1 million companies, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Like, I don't.
If your family's a billionaire, you understand plus delta. I don't personally, though.
Financial difference in the history of my company going into, this is the third year anniversary this week. The matches, he carried the Friday Night War, which, by the way, is a matter of record in f***ing court in the state of California that we won the Friday Night War. Just ask Jerry McDivitt because he f***ing wrote it.
Who the hell is Jerry McDivitt?
I don't know.
He effing wrote it.
The Friday Night War.
And this guy won it. This f***ing guy, he did the Friday Night War. He did the first dance. He's done the record Double or Nothing. He did the record All Out in his debut. He's the biggest part of financial success in the history of this company. Let's f***ing go.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm because you're... you're attacking one of his, like, guys.
Yes.
So to me, he just seems fired up and he's just pissed they even asked the question.
I think he just runs high energy. It was funny because CM Punk's super straight edge, doesn't touch alcohol, drugs, and people were joking that Tony Khan sounds like he's like all hopped up on something. Also, I think he had like a Red Solo cup, so I think he was enjoying some alcohol. And it's just kind of funny. It's like that party where you're the sober one and your buddy's just wasted.
Wait, and you said this was post an event?
This was right after the pay-per-view that they just had last weekend.
So like, I'm not doubting. Right, he might have had a cocktail, but that doesn't sound like somebody all coked up to me. Because also, like, he's proving his point. Like, Steve and I have been to enough parties where you got to listen to a cokehead try to make a point for freaking 25 minutes or half an hour. Then you go, all right, this dude's really high.
Never been there and never experienced that, Ted. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God, right? I'm just like, one of us is in the corner. Like, get me away from these people.
See, that's the funny part when everyone's going crazy on about him being on coke. I'm like, I've been around a lot of cokeheads. I don't think Tony Khan is a cokehead.
Because that's what I'm saying.
Granted, he's a co-host of the MegaCast now, so I'm not going to crap on him, but...
Right, but he's like sticking to like trying to make the point. I wouldn't doubt he might have had a cocktail after the event.
Oh, guaranteed.
But I think he's just pissed off that, like, oh, you're going to ask that at my press event?
Oh, success in the history of this company. Let's f***ing go.
Yeah. Let's effing go. I love how CM Punk kind of like says it under his breath. And knowing full well, because that's like Tony's catchphrase, let's effing go.
All right.
So I think he said it knowing that Tony Khan would be like, let's effing go, boys. Let's go. And then CM Punk answers it. Tony then chimes back in and starts going again, getting all heated. Finally, CM Punk, I wish I grabbed this audio, just goes, all right, Tony, we're good. We're good. Like, I appreciate it, but let's pump the brakes. Let's effing go.
So wait, all right. So what did you play that in the interview and ask him about it?
No, this happened after the interview.
Oh, okay.
I talked to him last week. The pay-per-view happened on Sunday.
All right.
Yeah, so... I just saw that on the internet, and it's great. It's really fun to watch because if you watch CM Punk, who historically like has shared that like the thing he hated about being in the WWE was he never felt like he was the star guy there. Like they never treated him like he was a bankable star, even though he was doing great stuff for the WWE, and that was one of the many reasons why he left. So it's got to be surreal for him now. He just became the world champion, and he's got his boss cursing on his behalf.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you hear something?
Yeah, am I losing my mind? We don't usually hear people in here.
No, I think I heard something too. Oh, it's Drew in the other room.
Oh, all right.
He's right behind you.
Oh, that's what it is.
We haven't had anyone in that room.
There hasn't been another human behind us.
No.
That's what's like, what in the hell is going on?
Yeah, it's been a moment, dude.
That is so weird. All right.
This company, let's... can go.
I mean, I like this guy.
Dude, I do too. I think, and I have a couple friends that work there, and they all have nothing but great things to say about the guy. Like, he's just everybody's biggest supporter.
Yeah, I just got to see what he looks like again. But yeah, I have a hard time thinking if he's all doing coke. I think that would show up in his business.
Right. He's doing too much to be able to pull that off. I mean, then again, these are two non-cokeheads talking about whether or not someone can do that when obviously people on Wall Street have made, like, there's been movies about people running businesses while on coke.
Maybe he's on drops.
Yeah. Or he's microdosing.
Have you seen the new Batman movie, The Batman?
I've seen the first hour of it.
All right. So, yeah, I gave up on it.
Okay. I didn't mean to give up, but it's a running joke in our household. We never make it through an entire movie. Like, we basically treat movies like television shows. We watch an hour, Sid falls asleep, I hit pause, and then we come back to it maybe in a couple of days. She falls back asleep. And then eventually we get to finish the movie. We just haven't done that with Batman because she had no interest in continuing to watch it.
All right. So that's why I'm making a joke about he's on drops.
Oh, okay.
Because in the movie, it's like, drop heads.
Oh, that's right.
That was the only interesting part of me. I was like, what the hell's a drop?
Man, there's just too many Batman. Batman.
Well, here's the other thing, right? So like I had a fun weekend. By the way, I generally don't bitch too much about the weather in the Northwest. Sunday sucked.
Dude.
It dumped rain. Oh.
Did you see that stat that said something like in the month of May, in the past 10 years, this is how many hours have been over the degrees of 70?
Yeah.
And this year, it's like 50 hours, 80 this one, 70 this one. This year, it's been 5 hours total in May that were over 70 degrees.
Right. Like, I can't fathom that it's like June and summer's starting.
Right.
I'm like, oh, man, that stuff's only a month away because we just have been stuck in like long winter.
Oh, it's annoying when you get those Facebook memories that show you all the fun stuff that you were doing outdoors in the sun at this time last year, like playing in a kiddie pool with your daughter.
It's just wild. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, and Sunday, like, rained all day. Dumb. Not like kind of misty. Like, I mean, it just came down all day.
Oh, I'm ready for the summer.
Yeah. So anyhow, so Sunday I was at a buddy's house. We still had a good time. We shot darts, you know, made a chicken, this and that. But yeah, Monday it's not raining, but I'm like not feeling the best. I'm like, you know what? I'll watch the Batman. And then, yeah, I got like an hour and a half, 2 hours in. I was like, this is so dark and
it's
weird.
It's very dark.
Yeah. And I don't remember it being that evil. And then I just sat outside on my deck and drank a beer so it wasn't raining.
Dude, it almost got to the point where I wondered, like, if on your cell phone, you can change the brightness on your phone. Like, I wish I was almost going to go into my TV settings and up the brightness on my TV just because I'm like, this movie's putting me to sleep. It's like I'm watching something in the dark.
Right. So they, on the heels of the rainiest, like, Memorial Day weekend of all time.
You picked the most bummer movie.
Yeah. All right. So I'm with you. I just gave up. But I get people love, like, comic books and all this stuff. And I would sit here and be like, yeah, I like Batman. But I was like, I don't know. This emo Batman's not doing it for me. And I'm just making that joke because it's Robert Pattinson.
If you want to watch a fun, brainless film, might I suggest on Netflix, Senior Year, with Rebel Wilson.
Oh, all right.
It's as dumb as you can imagine, and it's awesome. Like, it's like one of those, like, you spend so much time watching all the, like, we were just recently on, like, watching that television docu. It's a biography about, or it's a based on a real story of a woman that killed, like, her neighbor who is also having an affair with the neighbor's husband. It's called Candy.
All right.
It's got Jessica Biel in it.
It's dark.
It's really good, but it's like heavy. You know what I mean? It's not a feel-good film or a television show. So, like, let's just watch something that's dumb and fun. And we're on Netflix. I'm like, Rebel Wilson, Senior Year. It's about her going back to high school. I was like, all right, why not? She's in her 30s. That makes sense. And it turns out the movie, and it's funny. It's like those old school comedies where she's a cheerleader. She gets dropped in her head when they throw her in the air. She goes into a coma for 20 years, wakes up and she's 37.
And she's in high school.
And she's like still got the high school mentality, but she's an adult. And so that's where the hilarity ensues. And, you know.
I might watch that tonight.
Dude, it's a fun, dumb stoner film. And all I wasn't even stoned watching it. But it's just like have like an old school 80s era type comedy.
Yeah.
And it's for, I always hate saying this, but it's true for a Netflix movie, not so bad. Because it's a straight to Netflix film.
All right. Yeah, I'm just like, I get it. Nerds love all this stuff, but I'm cool with the Batman.
Yeah.
And the Riddler, like, I remember the Riddler being like in that skin tight suit and everything. Now he looks really evil. It's just the outfit's different. I was like, man, this is just depressing.
It reminds you of that new movie that's getting all that buzz of the Winnie the Pooh as a horror thing. And you're like, you took something that was fun and colorful and made it really dark and scary.
Yeah, Blood and Honey.
I mean,
it's fun to joke about, but I have no desire to watch that film.
No, I don't want to see. The premise is hilarious, but I don't want to see it.
I mean, it seems like an SNL skit, not a real movie.
It's like the Rock Bambi film.
Yeah, hunting season.
Yes, it's exactly that.
Right.
All right, why don't we get motivated, get inspired?
All right.
Let's effing go.
Let's.
Tech Talks.
That should be it.
Starring B-Tech Smith.
Let's f-ing go.
Let's go. Actually, then, Tony, thanks. This week, I told people, just build each other up sometimes. You know,
like Tony Khan,
right? And sometimes, like, you might not even realize it. Like, sometimes you got a buddy or a friend, you know, going through a tough time. Like, don't be afraid to build them up a little bit. Now, if they really screw up, you could tell them that too. But I don't know. Sometimes I had a buddy that had a little miscue this weekend, and he was really down on himself. And I'm like, hey, man, like, it's not that big of a deal. But he was just so embarrassed for himself. And I was like, it's all right, man. Like, you'll be okay. Like, let's focus on the good stuff. Like, we did this, we did that. Like,
dude, it's funny. Like, I see that a lot and I was actually thinking about what you just said this morning in wrestling. Like, I find that, like, it's such a weird world that everyone I'm around, you know, it's like you want to be these larger than life confident figures, but behind the scenes, so many of them are so insecure, including myself. But, like, it's so funny. Like, every once in a while, I'll send a message to one of my buddies if I see a cool clip or I watch one of their matches. Like, I watched one of my buddies' matches. It was on, like, a streaming service over the weekend. I wasn't there. All right. It was happening in Portland, and he did a great job. So I just sent him a message, and you can tell it threw him off. Because it's like, yeah. He's just so used to, it's such a for everyone being so insecure, they're also very jealous, a lot of, not everyone, but
I think they go hand in hand.
It does, man. And I see that a lot where like someone like tells you, if I share good news with somebody, I could see it in their eyes that they're mad that the good news wasn't for them. And it bums me out because like if someone tells me good news, I get more excited about that than my own good news. Like right. I love seeing my friends do well. And I try to make a point of it now whenever I see someone, like especially with the wrestling stuff, because I'm just so immersed in it. When I see a good match or a good performance from one of my buddies, I like pull them aside or direct message them. And it goes a long way. You could just tell. And they quite possibly might be the miserable, jealous person. Hopefully they see someone else being cool to them and being supportive that maybe they don't need to be that miserable, jealous person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like sometimes, you know, just build each other up.
Pump the tires.
Let's F and go.
Let's F and go. We all need a Tony Khan in our life.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Everywhere you went, this guy just gets aggressively supportive of you, curses people out. He's a billionaire and he's cursing a reporter. Not at the reporter, but he's cursing out, like, you know, the whole situation. Oh, let's go.
Oh, man. Financial deltas.
What the hell is that even?
I don't know.
You know, I'm Googling it right now.
What did he say? He's the...
That was in the early part of that little clip, right? Yeah. So let's see.
Financial flubber wrestling.
That's f***ing bullshit. No one wrestler has ever come in and made a bigger plus delta financial difference in the history of my company
plus
going into
delta,
this is the third year anniversary
difference.
This week.
Oh, sorry.
The matches he carried the Friday night war, which, by the way, is a matter
let's
of
let's even go. Stop it, Tony. Shut up.
In the state
Tony, it's
going.
Tony, put down the coke.
Maybe he is.
Financial plus delta. I don't know. Yeah, there's no Wikipedia on it.
All right. Somebody will help us. You know, somebody will email us or tweet at us. Like, this is what he means. Or somebody's going to be like, no, man, he was really messed up. That didn't make any sense. Yeah,
he just made up some words, you idiots.
He
just made up some words. Just the only thing that made sense in what he said was, let's effing go. We should start saying that. We're the financial, with a plus delta podcast. Our podcast really, you know, it's a plus delta variety.
Yeah.
No?
I don't know, man. I worry about using the word delta.
Why?
Because it just feels military or something. Like, people are like, do you two even know what you're telling people?
No.
Like, no, we're plus delta. Like, what does that mean? Like, we're not sure either, right. But we're it.
We're the plus deltas. Yeah, it sounds like a hate group. I don't know if we want to do that.
You're right. The PD boys. PDP?
You down with PDP? Yeah, you know.
What the hell are we doing?
I don't know.
Why do people listen to this?
We got to talk some puck, too.
Yes.
I got some fun audio, too.
Oh,
that,
nice.
That involves hockey that I think you'll get a kick out of. So let's talk hockey, sports, maybe a little minor league baseball if I've got some time to throw in there.
All right, sure.
All right, when the MegaCast returns, the Plus Delta podcast.
Plus Delta.
They say I should say something nice about Ted and Steve. These guys are so dumb that you'll feel way smarter just by listening. How's that? The MegaCast will be back.
If your boyfriend or hubby spends more time at the gym than he spends with you, if his muscular pecs are bigger than your boobs, if his chiseled physique creates pressure for you to look flawless, and his rock-hard abs are actually uncomfortable to lay on, then send him to Planet Fitless. At Planet Fitless, they have trainers who are real overweight dads.
Always remember, guys with dad bods make a good pillow, we're always down for pizza, and we're usually more fun. So come get real and sexy!
Ready to help guys with hot bods quickly upgrade to the more attractive body type. Planet Fitless.
Getting out of the recliner is an ab exercise.
Less pressure, more pleasure.
I feel like I am stuck at a party that I didn't even want to be invited to. The MegaCast is back.
What's that, Ted?
Seeing it's a little different. He does look pretty fired up.
Let's effing go. We just watched Ted watch CM Punk's reaction to Tony Khan.
It's just funny because Punk is like, okay, oh, cool, okay.
Yeah, thanks, man.
That's pretty good.
You're embarrassing us, Tony. You're embarrassing us.
I mean, look, both things can be true.
Yes. Yes, very, 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 very true. Let's effing go, Tony.
Let's go.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport. The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people. Great popcorn.
Let's f***ing go!
Yeah, and our sponsors have a new shop.
Do they?
I think I saw on their Instagram they partnered up with Dell's Frozen Lemonades.
Oh, aren't they fancy?
Well, you know, on the Cape, it's probably already summer.
Yo, they keep growing and keep getting bigger. They might be able to buy us a wrestling promotion.
Maybe.
Popcorn Family Wrestling.
Before I get to pro stuff, I do want to give a shout out. The Seattle Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
Western Conference champions.
Dude, I mean, I thought for sure they were going to be done in the first round.
Yeah, they went down. So they just won game seven last night.
Last night, 3-2, I think the score was.
And did they go seven with Portland as well?
Either six or seven.
Six or seven.
I think you're right, though. I think they did do seven.
Yeah.
They're backs were to the wall in this series.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can't sit here and tell you I know much about that hockey league or whatever. I just know it's a big effing deal.
Dude, it's insane. And the crazy part, did you see what's going to happen to them in this next round?
Is this where their arena's being used? Yes. Right, so I saw somebody say, yes. Wouldn't it be ironic if we had to play in Everett on their ice to win the cup?
That's what I said this morning. I'm like, dude, they should use the Everett rink. I know the Everett, it's a weird thing, but it's better than the idea that they're going with.
What are they going with?
They're doing two games in Edmonton, two in Seattle, and then the final three in Edmonton.
Ooh.
Edmonton's got five home games compared to our two. And they'll be like, well, actually, game six is a home game for the T-Birds, even though it's happening in the arena of the team that they're playing against.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No.
Because there's no way. And also, I'm sure there's some diehards that travel to a bunch of T-Bird stuff. But, I mean, this isn't a pro team. You can't expect a bunch of people
to drive to Edmonton.
Right. I know it's in Alberta.
Yeah. Well, I know Rob, the drummer of Why Only the Wreckage, he said F it and did drive there for game seven. And
did he?
It was like 5 hours.
That's awesome.
I mean, I'm not sure 5 hours from where, though, but I saw his GPS. He had 5 hours left on his trip. I'm like, I don't know where he was at that moment. Don't ask me about geography, especially in Canada. I just know it's far. Anywhere else. I don't know if Climate Pledge was available. Maybe it wasn't. Hell, I mean, maybe you have it at one of the Kraken Community Iceplex. At least it just sucks that they're going to have the game, one of their home games, on the opposing team's ice.
Yeah, that just doesn't seem fair because it's like, look, and I fathom that Edmonton's still in the actual NHL playoffs as well.
Yes.
But it's Canada. It's Edmonton. They're going to pack that arena. If it's your home game or not, big deal. You get to wear your home colors.
Right.
It's still going to be a hostile environment.
Right. You get the last line change before certain things. There's certain little things that having home ice advantage. But at the end of the day, the home ice advantage because you have your home fans in the stands cheering you on. That's the advantage. It's a good thing that the Teamers have been good on the road. Otherwise, I'd be really bummed for them.
Yeah. And look, I have watched more hockey probably in the last month and a half.
Yeah.
It seems like home ice in hockey is massive.
It's huge.
I mean, Carolina hadn't lost at home, and then they did in game seven.
Bro, that was nuts. That game was amazing.
The Rangers, I thought it was kind of boring.
Oh, see, I like goaltending. And I like Shesterkin.
See, that's why I like the Battle of Alberta. They were scoring goals at will.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Right now, the Western Conference Finals is all about the offense. And I believe we'll find out today. The Eastern Conference Finals is going to be all about defense and goaltending because you have the two top goalies, great defense for both Tampa Bay and also for the Rangers taking. And so they're doing their thing. So the finals are going to be an insane offensive powerhouse, whether it be Colorado or Edmonton, taking on an insane defensive powerhouse in New York or Tampa Bay.
Right, which is kind of the same thing in the NBA finals coming up tomorrow night.
Right.
Because Golden State shoots the lights out of the gym.
Uh-huh.
And not that Boston can't score, but they lock down defense. I mean, they have the defensive player of the year on their team.
I think that's fun. The best offense for defense. What, does defense really win championships? We'll find out in both the NBA and the NHL.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I've been watching a lot of hockey. I still have a couple questions. Like, I think at the end of the day, goaltenders are just a bunch of weirdos.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
It's so weird that those guys can be just like not letting a goal. The next night, just like, yeah, 5 goals went in, man. There's nothing I could do.
Dude, Mike Smith, man, that guy. I love him, but I understand why a lot of people get mad at that dude, the goalie for the Edmonton Oilers. It's just like he's not clutch.
No, I mean, right. Again, last night was another 8-6 game.
Yep.
Right, I like it.
But it was like 7-3 at one point.
It was, right. Yeah. When I turned it on, right, I think when I turned it on, it was they were down like 3 or 4 goals. Then they came back to get within one, and then, Colorado threw in an empty netter at the end to make it a difference of two.
I do love the Oilers fans. Like, that offsides goal, man, really cost us the game. I'm like, no, you guys giving up, you know, 7 goals before the empty netter is what cost you the game.
Well,
and also it turns out like all the goal judges are like, I know it sounds crazy, but that was an offsides. And I thought they were crazy for saying that. And I just watched this morning, like a guy really break it down. And I'm like, well, son of a bitch, shows I don't know everything about hockey, which I already knew. But I was like, damn, like that. It was such like a matter of just like a slight touch of the puck. The fact that it wasn't on his stick, it kind of became like a delayed offsides.
All right.
And that's why it wasn't offsides. And I'm like, that is so crazy. And possession, it was like, the way he described it, I understood what he was saying. I couldn't explain it, though.
All right, here's my other question for you. Do forwards just practice, like, firing from right over the blue line on empty nets all the time? Because it seems like if they get a chance to, they don't miss.
It's insane. The aim is amazing.
It's always like, from what I can tell, it's always the same wrister. Like, it never seems any harder or any lower, but it's always like the same motion. And I'm like, they must practice that all the time and then practice.
The wrist shot's like so easy for a good player. It's the easiest kind of shot to control. A slap shot, you can probably control like 9 out of 10 of them, but every once in a while you might be a little off. So I think that's why the wrist shot's the way to go.
All right. And then also, when I was watching that game 7 on Monday evening, right? So I turned off the Batman to talk to my mom for a while, sat outside. Then I was like, oh, game 7, I'll watch this. Were people falling more just because it's warmer?
Ooh.
It seemed like a lot of edge. Like you just don't see defenders like kind of trip over themselves too. And I was like,
that's a good question.
Like, I was just like, I could have just been in my head. I was just like, it seems like they're falling. Well, is that because it got warm?
I mean, the fact that you notice it, that means it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for you to notice it, you watch a lot of hockey.
Yeah.
You know, soft ice could do that. So you might be right. There might have been an ice issue. I have no idea.
I just know if there's like a wet spot, it seems like it throws dudes off when you're skating.
Oh, dude. And the crazy part is, I remember the longest time I always thought, oh, it's just a giant chunk of ice. But when you watch all those specials about how the ice is made, it's like an inch or two. I think it's like 2 inches of ice, if that.
All right.
That before it hits the cement part.
All right.
Which is crazy to think.
That is.
Like, yeah, I would just assume that it would be like a giant slab of ice. I don't know why, but that seems to be more logical in my head. But they know more than I do. Did you, I don't know if you caught this. I thought it was pretty funny. One of the female broadcasters for Sportsnet. It's like the Sports Center of ESPN. She talked about that controversial goal.
All right.
But she went full on British when she was talking. And it was just like, everybody's like, since when do we say controversy this way?
There you go. But of course, game one was not without some controversy late in the first period.
Controversy?
I didn't even know that's how you said it.
Do people say that in England?
That's what BJ was saying this morning. I was like, I've never heard anyone say it.
I watch the Prem a lot. I've never heard anybody say it like that.
Controversy?
Yes.
Role,
yeah,
and like certain other terms.
Aluminum, I guess, is said differently. Aluminium or something. Aluminium, or I don't know, but I've
petrol's
never
heard. Expensive.
Controversy,
yes.
Controversy, and I love the guy's like, yes,
huh? Yeah, that's a new one for me.
Okay,
yeah.
And at first, I'm like, maybe it's how it is in Canada, but it was one of my friends from Canada. Is like, what the hell is she saying? Is this a new thing? I'm like, okay, it's not a Canadian thing. It's not an American thing. And I don't even think she's from, I don't think she's British.
I mean, it could be. I'm not positive I've heard somebody say it like that.
Controversy?
Yes.
I mean, you and I, we never pronounce anything wrong, so.
Right. Yeah, like, I don't know, man. That's what I'm saying. I watch a lot of sports with English announcers. I'm not certain I've heard them say that. And I watch F1. They say controversy a lot.
Yeah, so then it's not that.
If they were saying controversy, I wouldn't be having this reaction. Like, what?
Controversy?
Yes.
I mean, maybe she just messed it up.
Yeah, you might be right. But then why wouldn't she correct herself? Unless she just is like, screw it. The guy, no one here is acting like I say anything weird, so...
Yeah, I mean, look, that's a much different level because that's going across Canada. But I mean, sometimes in my head, I'll say something I know isn't right. And there's like that half second where I'm just hoping like Miles or Thrill, don't pounce on me. But they do. Generally, it's very hard to slip something by. But, you know, like that's TV. It's different. So maybe it's like you just keep going.
Dude, there's been so many times where I'm about to say something. I'm like, why am I going to say this? And then I'll tell myself, you're going to say it wrong. So say it the right way. And then I correct myself in my brain and say it the wrong way. My original thought was the right way. I still get beat up over. I remember we were talking about a fax meal. Is that like a fax kind of thing? And I said fax, or is it a facsimile?
Facsimile?
I called it a fax meal.
I was to say, I don't know what a fax meal is.
See, again, I corrected myself thinking fax meal was the right way, and I said it wrong by saying facsimile or fax meal. They're like, what did you just say? I'm like, fax meal. They're like, what is that? I'm like, you know, when you said a fax.
Dude, look, I had one Sunday, right? Like, we had been out. Saturday was before it started raining hard on Saturday. We grilled a bunch of food. So, like, Friday night, Saturday, we have a blast. Mm-hmm. So then Sunday, we're at my buddy's house. It is just pouring. Our other friend's like, I got to take a nap. So I look at my buddy. I go, like, come on, let's go up to the bar. Like, we got Monday off. Let's get a couple of beers. And the first beer was like Beach Bum Blonde or something, and IPA, and I'm like, I'll take the beach. I just couldn't get it out two times in a row, and she just goes, you okay? And I go, it's been a long weekend already. I'll take that one. She goes, okay.
She's like, we're cutting you off. You clearly failed the test.
Right, I know. That's why, and I even, looked at Rob. I go, Rob, we're just starting. Why can't I speak? He's like, they were like, it's okay. And I was like, I swear to God. But you know me. I already, struggle.
Yes.
But man, yeah, two or three beers. Then I get with what we're now calling thick tongue.
Thick tongue?
Yeah.
I went to say, I think we glossed over it. For those that maybe are a little confused why the WHL finals are the way that they are, it's because the Showair Center is having high school graduations there.
Oh, no kidding. That's what's going on?
I'm not sure if it's a high school, but their graduations are happening at the Showair Center.
That makes sense.
And that's why they're not able to have three home games in Kent for the T-Birds. Because they probably thought, they're not going to make it that far into the playoffs. Yeah, sure. Rent out the arena for graduation. So, I mean,
that's a tough call, right? Because if you got people flying in from around the country,
right. You
can't really move a graduation. But also, The Showair Center is a lot of things, but it's the T-Birds home.
It's the main thing that they do is hockey.
Right. So that's rough to be like,
yes. And I guess you can't be like, okay, come and do it in the afternoon and then we'll take the wood boards off the ice and then we can have a hockey game. I got to imagine they have a lot of curtaining and there's a lot to it other than just having people accept their diplomas.
Yeah, and that's got to be a ton of extra money to pay out to change it over that quick and get that crew in there.
Whereas, do it in between periods.
Climate Pledge, you're a pro arena. You could do that. You could host two events and switch them up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's so weird. Things. I just assumed it was Boys to Men or somebody.
No, it's graduations. Right, stupid smart people?
Well, we did graduate high school.
That's a good point. Based on the way we talk, though, you have to wonder.
You wouldn't be too sure.
So all they got to do is just sweep it.
And that's a good call.
You win four games, you don't got to worry about this.
Ugh. I mean, I will say, though, from what, granted, I haven't watched it, but from what I can tell on Twitter and stuff, shout out to my buddy, to our buddy Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if they're road dogs, they're road dogs. Maybe that's what they want to do.
Yeah, maybe this isn't so much of a
controversy
that we thought it was.
I still like the idea, though, of winning a title in Everett on their ice.
Dude, I thought that'd be, how epic would that be? Because you know they'd pack the place out.
For sure.
If you're a T-Birds fan, you'll make the drive to Everett for a finals game, especially game six, if it's going that far.
But that's always a tough one for that rivalry, because you're in the same state. Like, it's easy to hate Portland or the Tri-Cities and this and that, do you think Everett fans would show up to cheer for the other team?
Maybe, or they'd just be outside protesting. See, I've always been I'm not that, I mean, it's hard for me to have hatred towards any team when we're rooting on like 16 and 17 year olds. I think it's just kind of a weird thing to have like such disdain for. I'm just happy to see any of them do well. Obviously, I lean more towards the T-Birds. I've done a lot with the T-Birds. I've seen more T-Birds games. I'm closer to the T-Birds.
You're friends with Cool Bird.
I'm friends with Cool Bird. Like, I mean, the history goes deep. But I also enjoy, like, I'll cheer on the if the Tips were in the situation they're in right now, I'd be cheering them on just as much.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to be like, no, I'm not rooting for them.
All right, so what's your minor league baseball stuff?
Did you happen to see, what's his name? Steven Strasburg from the Washington Nationals.
All right.
So he went down to do a little minor league rehab and pitch for the Nationals in like Fredericksburg or
That would make sense. Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Right. So they have a play-by-play announcer. Did you happen to catch the play-by-play of him pitching?
No.
Oh my gosh. So his name is Joey Zanaboni. He prides himself on being a millennial play-by-play guy. Even said like on his bio, he says, "I'm the play-by-play voice your grandma loves." And he's all about like just like using, he says, like, I'm inspired by Family Guy, this, that, and the other thing. So I have a couple clips of him doing play-by-play as Strasburg's just like, he's just
mowing down batters.
Oh, he's striking people out left and right. This guy is so obnoxious. It's amazing. Like, I love how obnoxious he is. It's so great.
Also, one of the great things about minor league baseball, you know what I mean? Like, especially like if you live in Tacoma, there's sometimes you're going to watch big time pitchers and players rehab and you're like, this is awesome.
So imagine being this play by play guy. He looks like he's in his, like he says he's a millennial. So he's maybe in his 30s, if not. Right. And he's just having the time of his life doing the play by play of Steven Strasburg just dominating.
Straz! Ghosting them like an OK Cupid Halloween party. John Stamos, full house, get him out of there, baby!
Ghosting him?
I mean, he used Ghostum OKCupid. I mean, that was pretty good reference. He got two in real quick. I mean, he's sitting at home writing those.
That's what I said. He probably shows up every day with a notebook of these things to say.
He's got to.
John Stamos, full house.
Steven Strasburg. Ask for his credit card info and a spam email message. Let's go fishing with a PH.
Don't know what that even means, but
well, he's
awesome.
Referencing a phishing email.
I know that. What does that have to do with him pitching?
Maybe the guy's going fishing because he swung in a third strike.
Sneak a live cat through a TSA pre-check point.
Did he just hiss?
Yes.
Sneaking a cat through TSA.
Sneak a live cat through a TSA pre-check point.
Now, see, that guy's on coke.
And some more from him.
Tease again. Let's get Fred Nasty.
I don't even know.
Is he Freak Nasty?
Yeah, what was that first part? Tease again?
Brendan Collins, very good.
He has a normal voice.
Brendan Collins, very good off speed. Is nothing like his, Freeze it like pay raises at a poorly run cryogenics laboratory.
Who's the guy in the background finally got him to break?
That's going to be the color commentary. They're just like, all right, you got me on that one. You got me with the cryo joke.
Isn't this kid amazing?
That's unbelievable.
He's all over now the internet. People are sharing his stuff. I'm like, Joey Zanaboni, man. He's minor the future.
Minor league baseball has always been the Wild West, right? Like, I see the Pickles. They're starting. And the Pickles are only like half-year team?
They're like the college league for college kids that are not in college at that time, right?
Right.
Is that
almost
like what it is?
It's almost like Cape Cod League, right? Like half league. So I see them. They're having a ball. And then have you seen what's going on with that other team?
The Bananas?
Yeah, that's doing all the dancing and everything.
The Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, those guys are crazy.
Dude, it's awesome.
Yeah. But I feel like minor league baseball has always been the hotbed for like weird stuff that gets going in sports.
They have fun. Yeah. They say, like, screw it. Like, we could have a guy do this.
Well, in baseball.
Sneak a live cat through a TSA pre-check point.
Plus, baseball allows you the time.
Yes.
Like in hockey, right, you have chuck-a-puck. But that's during the periods. Then they're back out there. Like, baseball, there's so much dead time between innings and pitches. Like, you could do stupid stuff. The whole team can have a dance.
Oh, it's so great. It's so great. Yeah, dude. I was just like, I see he also does, like, play-by-play for, like, the junior St. Louis Blues, which sounds like it's, like, a junior hockey thing.
It's got to be.
He does an indoor professional soccer team as well.
All right.
Like, he's just doing everything. I'm like, I don't know what this... At some point, he needs to do a pro game. Someone needs to give him the chance. I just want to hear what he'll do. Like, will he tone himself down, or will he be hissing on the microphone?
Hit him one more time.
All right, same one?
Yeah.
This is the greatest one.
Sneak a live cat through a TSA pre-check point.
What does it even mean?
I don't know. What is that voice? Sneak a cat.
All of them. Like, well, he's just like...
Stamos, full house, get him out of there, baby!
Baby! All right, so it had to be a full count, right? And then he struck him out.
Straz! Ghosting him like an OK Cupid Halloween party.
That felt personal.
Yes!
Did he...
Talking about you, Sheila.
Did he strike out at that party?
She was like, I'm just sick of listening to you tell me all these stupid little catchphrases that you have. Just have one and just stick with it. You got 50.
I'm going to use some during sex.
Sneaking in.
It's like, no, we're not sneaking anything in.
Come on, Sheila.
Sneak a live cat through a TSA pre-check point.
The hiss is just sells it.
And the best part here is somebody sitting next to him, as we heard at that last
one. Right, what's the last one that breaks into the Cairo? The Cairo. Cryogenics one?
Freeze it like pay raises at a poorly run cryogenics laboratory.
I can't even tell if that guy's laughing for real. He's just like, okay.
He's like, I'm just trying to get a gig in the pros.
Right.
And I'm next to this Zapparoni guy. What right. the hell?
He's thinking, I played 9 years in the MLB. Right.
I have a World Series ring on my finger right now.
Right. I struck out Barry Bonds once. What am I doing? Done with my life.
And what am I doing? I'm next to this guy.
Brendan Collins, very good off speed. Is nothing like his, though.
Who? I don't know. I can't even tell what he's trying to say on that one.
Tease again. Let's get freak nasty.
That's what he says in the bedroom.
Let's get freak nasty.
Sheila, let's get freak nasty. Sneak that cat somewhere. All right, we got to get out of here. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Got a lot to promote next week.
Do we?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Ironically, yeah, we do. I'll talk to you about it. I had two thoughts went through my head right there. Sorry.
Okay. Do you want to share any of them or we're good?
No, because I'm not sure the answer and I'm not sure if we're supposed to talk about stuff, something.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Well, you know, if you wanted to, feel free to sneak it in.
Sneak a live cat through a TSA pre-check point.
I love that guy. All right, follow us on Twitter @TheMeganCast.
Yeah, man.
One last time, hiss for us.